Because the biggest show on television, in fact, knocked off the Prime Minister and the wannabe Prime Minister last night in the, well, there was the night before.
The night before.
There was the night before in the debate.
No one's watching that.
No. and sometimes our good friend Hamish Blake would like to think it's all about him, but no, it's all about this man, Brickman, in the studio.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Very kind words. I'm actually thinking, how about instead of Australia Decides, how about Brickman Decides? Oh, I choose the next PM.
That's a brilliant.
You should moderate it.
Yeah, probably. Okay, ScoMo, you've got 2 minutes to build something awesome. Sorry, terrible, no good. Albo, how about you? 2 minutes? Nah, shit, yes, right, off you go, done.
No PM.
No PM, we're done.
Imagine that.
That's so good.
Imagine not having a PM. Like, they both do such a bad job.
We pretty much got that now.
We'll be right. Let's go rattle us for a bit.
Yeah.
But it's just going gangbusters, the show. And you are a rock star, Brickman. You know this because I hung out with you the other day at the new Lego store at Melbourne Central. Amazing store. But it was like being there with Mick Jagger. Like, it was like people can't get enough of you.
But in context. So in the Lego store, I'm a rock star. But trust me, walking down the street at Coles, nobody knows who I am. So I'm okay with that.
Now, how did you go at that big store? I know you, Fifi was obviously there with her daughters, and you're getting a photo taken. You're hanging off that tram that you took 6,000 hours to build for a long time.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
One Daisy box wouldn't smile at the camera.
It's all right. Kids and animals, you know what they say. It's a thing. So, yeah, we built a life-size tram out of Lego, which was
impressive.
Yeah, how biggest many pieces?
Just over 700,000.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. So, biggest thing I've ever built. Lego's just not designed to build things that big. So, a lot of challenges. But we were so proud of it at the end of the day.
I knew you were proud because I watched the interview on Channel 7. And then the lady mocked you about the seat. Remember the seat you were sitting on?
Yeah.
She's like, why isn't this in Lego? And you were like, mate, come on. Oh, I've just used 7,000 pieces to build this thing. But that seat looked comfy. You don't need a Lego seat there.
No, it's a normal Lego. And plus, let's be honest, it's a Melbourne tram. We've got to give people the opportunity to cut it and cut their initials in it and graffiti it and all that kind of stuff. So we have to make a real seat somehow, right? You know?
But it's so cool. Like, if you think about, particularly the last few years, and it's all Lego Masters and so many families getting involved. In fact, I told you this the other day, like, we have to stop down, like, whatever Trixie's doing, she has to watch Lego Masters, and all her kids, all her mates are, and their parents. But it's such a resurgence of people's love of Lego, and you've got a huge part to play in that.
Well, very, very lucky, I guess. And it's funny, many years ago when we started the show, Hamish Blake and a wonderful guy by the name of David McDonald was kind of sat down to work out what the show was about. And we all missed, I mean, when I was a kid, we used to sit down in front of the telly as a family, right? It was like a thing, which you all did pre-internet days. And we're like, well, we don't have that anymore. So we really wanted to create something that's fun and the family can gather around and all of us watch. And it's wholesome. It's not this, you know, bickering sort of thing. So, yeah, very lucky.
Now, you've got 14-year-old twin boys.
I do.
Are they Lego boys or are they proud of dad being the Lego man?
Look, it's one of those things where as they were younger, absolutely. Now they're teenagers. It doesn't matter what I do. And it's not cool.
Yeah.
Right. So we're kind of at the stage now where, yeah, dad, you are so lame.
Yeah.
Like, whatever, dad. Yeah. You know,
number no one Lego, show, bro. Whatever, dad.
Yeah. You're like, and you know, you do the thing. See you, boys. Have a great day at school. Oh, dad, stop embarrassing me. Yeah, that kind of thing. So, yeah.
What about the pressure is on you, though? Because I think about on this show, whenever we've got competitions, I just defer to Fev because I don't want to be the person that has to let people's dreams go. There's a lot on, you know, Hamish gets to laugh and have fun, but you actually have to make those decisions. And that's big job.
Yeah, and I think the hardest part is, and it's interesting because these contestants that come on, they bust their hump. Right. They work so hard. We put them under all this television pressure, the lights, the cameras, you know, Blakey coming around and taking the piss all the time, all these kind of things. Right. It's a full on thing. And I feel really sad for them when they have to go.
Do you want a tissue? Right?
Thanks, mate. Yeah, cheers. Thank you. Thank you very much.
You can have a tissue. Yeah, no worries. We don't want you crying. No. Quarter to eight.
So I feel really bad for them. Mm. I actually, and they're nice people.
Yes.
So that's why I get a bit.
And it's their dream. Oh, but the other thing too is somebody said, because we're riding to Lego, and the funny thing is, like, Daisy's trying I said this the other day, it took us like 2 hours to do a Frozen castle because she's doing like the 9+. I'm like, you're two. We can't. It's very hard for mum. But they're doing things without plans. Like, I've got my 1, 2, and 3 packet and I'm following the instructions.
Yeah. What are they going off piste?
They're making it up.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it's all out of it. And you know what? It's funny. If we make these people be creative instantly, right? So all of a sudden it's like, okay, go, build right now, go. Create something incredible. And it's like, how do you do that? normally if we're trying to be creative, we might sit down and brainstorm for a while, throw some ideas around, whatever. They've actually got to do it like right that second.
And see, so, I'd be no good at that. Yeah. I'd be absolutely no good. My one would in Lego is just build a house.
Yeah.
Put those little windows in, have the green mat, so have a little couple of trees out the front.
Right, well, if we do Celebrity Lego Masters, for Feb, it's just a house challenge after it. House challenge
what
after house challenge.
What was it like going on the SCG, flying drones around? That's pretty cool.
Well, you know, having played footy on it.
Snags on there.
Yeah. But unreal. And of course, Hamish steals the lawnmower, decides he's going to be turned into the curator for the day, goes out, he's practicing his straight drive there for a while, he's, you know, rolling the arm over. So it's pretty awesome. It's pretty awesome.
It looked good. Yeah,
It was amazing. And, you know, as a mere mortal that doesn't get to walk onto those hallowed grounds, it felt pretty cool.
Yeah.
It felt pretty cool. It was 3 o'clock in the morning, though, so that was a bit weird.
Yeah.
Like you broke in.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. But luckily, the boss of the SCG was a massive Lego fan.
Oh,
so,
really?
So we were filming next door at Fox Studios, and one of the producers goes, oh, look, I'll just nick next door and see what I can, you know, I'll ask the question. And the dude's like, absolutely, here's the keys.
Oh, wow.
Just turn the lights off when you finish, sort of thing. It was unreal. It was unreal.
Well, if we had shot it in Melbourne, I could have given you the keys to the MCG.
Oh, thanks, mate.
The old office.
It's a big golden key you got given, didn't you, by the mayor.
You've only got a 10-metre square, though, you can use. Yes.
Speaking of the MCG, not only is it great having you here, Brickman, finally in the studio we got you here, but also doggies, fan, supporter.
I wouldn't be pumping the doggies up. They're in a bit of froth and bubble at the moment.
We stand by them.
Thick and thin, mate.
Thin.
Thick and thin.
There you go.
Thick and thin, jeez.
And tonight, obviously, this is exciting. Sunday and Monday, we've got the finale. How has that crept up so quickly?
It's a thing. So tonight, big elimination tonight, big elimination Sunday night, and then finale Monday night. So we're finishing on a big high.
Do the tissues come out?
Like you wouldn't believe. Yeah. You know what? It's funny. We don't really commercialise things on the show too much, but if the great people at Kleenex are listening, I'm open to any suggestions.